This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus, at the Last Supper, reveal that Judas will betray him, and Jesus mysteriously refers to the horrible fate that awaits his betrayer. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of obedience so he can always fulfill his sacred duty to attend Sunday Mass. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of diligence so he can strive to honor God with every thought, word, and deed. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 14 through 25. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to such a one, and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he sat at table with the 12 disciples, and as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Is it I, Master?" He said to him, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look closer at what Jesus is accomplishing at the Last Supper in this account of Judas's betrayal. Following his triumphant entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, Jesus teaches in the temple in the days preceding the Passover and spends the nights in Bethany, a small town nearby. Earlier, Judas, filled with greed, criticized Mary, the sister of Lazarus, when she anointed Jesus' feet with expensive oil. Jesus defended Mary and rebuked Judas. Judas's long simmering sinfulness led him to sneak away and betray Jesus to the Jewish leadership for a paltry 30 pieces of silver. As commanded by God to celebrate the Passover, see the book of Exodus chapter 12, Jews were required each year to commemorate God's deliverance from their physical and spiritual slavery in Egypt by eating a ritual meal which recalled the night of the Passover. Prayers were said, 4 ritual cups of wine were drank, and a male lamb sacrificed at the temple was eaten along with bitter herbs. Jesus, the perfection of the law, and actually the giver of the law as a person of the Trinity, keeps the Passover, sending his apostles to the owner of the home with the upper room to prepare the Passover feast. After the resurrection, Jesus will appear to the apostles in this very same upper room. Later in the evening at the Passover feast, Jesus reveals that one of the 12 apostles will betray him. Struggling to believe that one of them might betray Jesus, each of the apostles asks Jesus if they are the betrayer. Jesus again repeats that one of them will indeed betray him when he says, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me." And Jesus mysteriously alludes to the horrific fate that awaits the betrayer. He says this, "The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, the last to ask, and hoping that Jesus does not realize that he himself is the betrayer, asks, "Is it I, Master?" Jesus confirms Judas's treachery. Well, as always, there's something astounding in each gospel passage that can lead a man to grow in awe of Jesus Christ. As the annual recognition of the Passion of the Christ draws near, recall, while being the Son of God, a divine person of the Trinity, Jesus experiences the fullness of emotions and physical sensations through his human nature, including the deep compassion he has for the apostles and the grief and sorrow of the betrayal of Jesus and the horrific fate that awaits Judas for his betrayal. Well, on that somber note, let's also remember that in each gospel passage, Jesus wants men to find the happiness he wants them to have. Let's look at a couple of ways to grow in happiness. Fulfill your sacred duty to attend Sunday Mass. Realize, sadly, a large number of Catholic men fail to keep their mandatory weekly obligation. The word obligation comes from a Latin word meaning a binding pledge and a sacred duty. Every Catholic man should gratefully praise and give God glory in the Holy Catholic Mass. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 2041 and 2042. No Catholic man has the personal authority to decide if he may miss his obligation to attend Sunday Mass, and missing a Mass requires prior approval from a priest. If a man willingly chooses not to attend Mass, it is a grave sin that needs to be confessed and forgiven in the sacrament of penance. Believe. Somberly reflect upon the truth that Jesus died to establish the Eucharist. See the Catechism paragraphs 1339 through 1340. Pray. Almighty Father, help me grow in the virtue of obedience, a part of justice, so I never again fail in my sacred duty to thank you and give glory to you, and so I receive your Son in the Eucharist and am strengthened by the Spirit in the Mass every Sunday. Amen. Well, here's another way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Honor God with every thought, word, and deed. Realize, just like Judas, when men betray Jesus through their evil thoughts and supposedly hidden actions, Jesus is fully aware of their betrayal. Nothing a man thinks or does is hidden from Jesus, and everything a man thinks and does will be evidence in his own personal judgment when he dies. Believe. Meditate upon your own unavoidable judgment. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1021 through 1022 and 1038 through 1041. Pray. Jesus, divine judge, help me grow in the virtue of diligence, a part of temperance, so I always strive to never betray you and always honor and serve you with my every thought, word, and deed. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness that Jesus wants you to have. First, grow in the virtue of obedience so you can fulfill your sacred duty to attend Sunday Mass. And second, grow in the virtue of diligence so you can honor God with every thought, word, and deed. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.